Then at last, when it seemed to him it must soon be night, so long he had waited, Lotus came in waddling upon her small feet because of her great weight, and leaning upon Cuckoo, and she laughed and said loudly, "Well, and there is a son in the house of your son, and both mother and son are alive. I have seen the child, and it is fair and sound." Then Wang Lung laughed also, and he rose, and he slapped his hands together and laughed again, and he said, "Well, and I have been sitting here like a man with his own first son coming, and not knowing what to do of this and that, and afraid of everything." And then when Lotus had gone on to her room, and he sat again, he fell to musing, and he thought to himself, "Well, and I did not fear like this when that other one bore her first, my son." And he sat silent and musing, and he remembered within himself that day, and how she had gone alone into the small dark room, and how alone she had borne him sons, and again sons and daughters, and she bore them silently, and how she had come to the fields and worked beside him again. And here was this one, now the wife of his son, who cried like a child with her pains, and who had all the slaves running in the house, and her husband there by her door. And he remembered, as one remembers a dream long past, how Olan rested from her work a little while, and fed the child richly, and the white rich milk ran out of her breast, and spilled upon the ground. And this seemed too long past ever to have been. Then his son came in smiling and important, and he said loudly, "The man-child is born, my father, and now we must find a woman to nurse him with her breasts, for I will not have my wife's beauty spoiled with the nursing, and her strength sapped with it. None of the women of position in the town do so." And Wang Lung said sadly, although why he was sad he did not know, "Well, and if it must be so, let it be so, if she cannot nurse her own child."